beginning with the sense that it's all here. All of our relationships, our whole life, and the way we tend now to relate to our experience, the experience of the body and mind now. As some relationship to all the ways we relate in moments in our lives. We're willing to become familiar, become clear about these particular patterns, these ways of relating. And tonight, let's get a sense of the range of possibility. So I mentioned in one of the previous weeks this simple metaphor that's been used over the years. Some of our moments of relating are a lot like ice, hard and fixed. The mind seeing things in dualistic terms of good and bad or black and white, up and down. Me and you, the mind fixed or holding tight to these dualistic ideas. So that's like ice. In some moments, our way of relating is more like water. There's some movement possible, some fluidity, the possibility of skill, of understanding the skillfulness of the way the mind is relating, the heart is relating, and in seeing and understanding the relative skillfulness or unskillfulness of how we're relating, there's the possibility for change. Abandoning the fixations, refraining from relating with greed or relating with anger, throwing people out of our hearts. We refrain from that because to some degree the mind understands that isn't the way. That doesn't help. And then in this metaphor, the more refined, more wise moments of relating are more like vapor. A real sense of freedom, groundlessness in the moments of relating to another. So the activity of nature without any particular center, real taste of freedom and how we interact, respond. So keep in mind this range from ice to water to vapor. And we'll begin by looking at our relationship to the body that's sitting here now. So this range of sensation in the body. We're just getting a sense as we attune, as we relate to the body sitting, the sensations. Attuning to any way of relating that has the feeling of being fixed or hard or controlling, judgmental. Seeing or relating in terms of good and bad. And in any moment, our relationship to the body can mature. So this interactive dynamic where we relate in a particular way, but we're also, the mind is also observing the effect of relating to the body in this particular way. Like, is it skillful or not? Is it helping? So, for example, if we're sitting here trying to fix the unpleasant sensations in the body by making adjustments, or I'm going to really pay attention to that pain until it goes away, and we just see what happens with that way or those ways of relating to the body sensations. And maybe through this trial and error, the mind then gradually recognizes that control or judging or pushing and pulling just contributes to the unpleasantness of the body, the tension. Whereas being both intimate but also relaxed and trusting of the body sensations seems to help. So in this middle place of water, there's a sense of being a student of the present moment, willing to be a good student, to learn, to listen, to discern what helps and what gets in the way. With a sense of humility, a humility that recognizes that a lot of the mind's conditioned responses to pain, for example, aren't very useful. We're willing to be more patient and experimental. We'll try things. But for example, if we're noticing a lot of pleasantness or unpleasantness in the body, we could try to relate to it in a particular way and see what happens. Like appreciating any comfort or any stability there is in the body now. Or having compassion and tenderness for any unpleasant sensations in the body now. And then noticing what happens with that. And then making adjustments based on what the mind is understanding. So we're beginning for the first few minutes just relating to the body and recognizing the range of ice, water, and vapor, freedom. Let's continue now a couple more minutes in silence, tending to the body. And then at some point, just switch and attune to the heart, how it is in the heart and mind. We're just noticing this range from ice, water, to gas, vapor. So the relative freedom, relative intimacy in relating to the heart now. There will be moments probably when we just don't like how it is in the heart, or don't want the heart to be the way that it is, or really like the good feeling in the heart, don't want it to change. With an ice, things are fixed, defined. We either feel in control or not in control and want to be in control of how it is in the heart. Everything from that fixed place to a more alive place of learning, to a place of real freedom. As if the ground falls away and there's just a free movement, this relationship to the heart, this relating to the heart, is characterized by freedom, release, lightness. Of course, we don't know what the right medicine is, the right way to relate to the heart that allows everything to open up. So you might need to experiment. You can work with the four Brahma Viharas, divine abodes of kindness, compassion, joy, or equanimity. You can work with gratitude or appreciation or forgiveness. You can work with patience. How is it possible now to relate, to hold, to connect with the heart in a way that's liberating? Notice that whenever you take personal responsibility for how it is in the heart, then it's really easy to judge ourselves, to feel disappointed, that we're not successful. Everything gets tight like ice. That's not the way, is it? So what might the way be? How to skillfully relate to the way the heart is now. We're just going to continue the same reflection, but now you might want to bring to mind a loved one. Could be a partner, could be a dear friend, or even a family member. So we're bringing to mind the idea of this person, the sense, the felt sense of this person. And we're noticing how we're relating to all the feelings and felt senses and ideas, images we have of the person. And we're just experimenting again, noticing when, in moments, the way we're relating to our ideas or image of the person is fixed or heavy, tight. Moments when it's more fluid, and we have a sense of moving in a more skillful direction or moving in a more unskillful direction. We're either getting a sense of the seeds that makes the way of relating more open and free, and ways of relating that makes things more tight and fixed. And other moments when there's a real sense of freedom as we bring to mind this person, not fixed at all. So contemplate, bring to mind a particular person, hold some image or felt sense of this person. Just notice how the mind relates, skillfully or unskillfully. And again, feel free to bring in anything that might help. Don't be afraid of what you see. If mostly what you see is ice, fixed ideas, fixed ways of relating, see how you might, through acceptance and non-judging, see how you might soften things up, allow things to be more fluid. By forgiving yourself or accepting the fixed notions you have, the fear, the judgment, or whatever it might be. Appreciating that it isn't easy having a partner, or a dear friend, having a deep personal relationship with another being. It isn't easy. Tending to trigger the deepest fear, and deepest greed, neediness. And if you find a particular image or way of remembering, bringing to mind this person that feels more liberated, or the heart isn't so fixed, but more this kind, loving regard. And as you become established in that space of freedom, holding that person, relating to that person in a free way, see if you can include more and more of your thoughts and images of that person, or not just the particular images that support that freedom, but the more sticky places, the ideas and memories you have that are a little that trigger more reactivity. See if the freedom can remain as you bring those memories to mind. Is it possible for this heart to relate to this being in a free way? Love is freely upwelling from the heart, generously offered. Joy, appreciative joy, tenderness, great, wide and deep equanimity, understanding that he or she is naturally expressing their nature. And then whenever you're ready, bring to mind another person in your life. Might be some teacher, mentor, boss, or it might be somebody you're the boss of, you've been a teacher for, a student of yours. Maybe where there's a power differential. And just again, by bringing them to mind, feeling, having a feeling sense of this relationship, the ways of relating to this person, and getting a sense of that range again, from ice to vapor, freedom. Remember, don't be afraid of the places that are fixed or icy. That's what makes them icy. The mind's tendency to be afraid, unwillingness to be honest with oneself. But instead, if we can be honest and accepting, then it naturally, those fixed places naturally begin to soften, begin to thaw. part of what we learn in the middle stage where we're getting a sense of what's skillful and what's not so skillful and how we relate. Is this creative tension between caring and wanting the person, wishing well for the person, wanting them to be happy, but also understanding that we're not actually responsible for their happiness, that we have to let them go, let their particular causes and conditions unfold. We need to care and engage and relate in beautiful ways and let go of responsibility for how it is for them. That's the real art in having moments of freedom. We're not disengaging, but we're not in any way neurotically feeling responsible for how it is, for their happiness. And related to this is not expecting anything back, not expecting them to like us or to see us in any particular way. That our love for them, our good wishes for them, our willingness to be intimate, to be connected and free, is freely offered without anything expected in return. We're in it for the freedom itself, not for anything that comes from the freedom, a beautiful way of relating. Relating beautifully is its own reward, in a sense. It's enough.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.